Welcome back to the mini series, Is the Wedding CEO for Me If I'm Scared to Raise My Prices? This is the question that I get a lot because I know you're probably scared to raise your prices. I was scared to raise my prices, hence why I didn't raise them for like 3 years. And $100 increment a year as a raise is not, it's not a raise. It's barely even covering inflation. To be fair, if you're terrified to raise your prices, this is actually the perfect program for you because we're going to teach you confidence. Confidence in your sales, confidence in your pricing, confidence in your marketing. I'm literally giving you my confidence that helped me scale my business and also create a peaceful, sustainable life. In 2020, I was pregnant shooting weddings with my second child. And you know what? I still made it. I was booking even more weddings after he was born, but I started raising my prices, and then eventually I only had to book 10 to stay profitable, to stay booked, and to stay happy. Because most photographers, when you get started, you are in hustle mentality, fight or flight mode, okay? It's like, all right, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do that. And a lot of times they say, well, I need to work my marketing. I need my marketing to work. And I'm like, okay, well, great. Who are we marketing to? They never know. So it's a lot of factors that come into play with about raising your prices. It could just be that your lack of confidence in any of those four things, your brand, your marketing, your sales, your pricing, but we can help you with all of those things because this is essentially your business blueprint. So what we're going to help you to do in the next 30 days is revamp your pricing. We want to make sure that you just didn't pull a number out of the ether or copy off of your partner, peers, competitors, what have you, and just said, that's a good number for me. It's usually $3,500. It's usually anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500. It's like, oh, that's a good number. I'm going to keep that one. And you get a couple of weddings and you're like, that's it. That's the one, without having to factor in your expenses, your personal expenses, your business expenses, or maybe even saving for something that you want to put your money towards. Maybe you want to go on vacation. Maybe you just want to have 10 to 20K in your bank account. All that to say, we're going to help you with your pricing, and then we're going to help you with your positioning, and then we're going to help you with your selling. Everything else will play off each other, but we need you to make your investment back. We need you to get confident in just saying the number on the phone. I want you confident getting on a call with clients and being able to show your authority and expertise to where they feel like they need to pay well over what your prices are. Sometimes they add on stuff, right? And they're like, well, if this is a price point, and they'll say like, oh, my budget's like 4K or 5K, but they end up spending 7K. That is essentially the goal and what we teach you how to do. A lot of our students come into our program. I'm talking about a specific student in my head where she came to us and she was charging $4,500 for absolutely everything. I think it was like a 9-10 hour day, second shooter, engagement session, like everything. It was a very overstuffed middle package. Now she's a destination photographer. She just booked a wedding in Mexico and the price was it $9,700? It was 9K. Okay. So she started off at 4K when she joined our program, and now she's sending out custom proposals that are priced at 9K and above. And she's only been in this program since last June. So it's not even been a year. And she's very close to 100K. It's just crazy how when you're confident in your pricing and confident in your numbers and confident in your selling, how easy it is to make 100K. I think the biggest mistake that photographers make is they focus on their branding. They're focusing on a rebrand. They're focusing on their brand images. They're focusing on a website. And while I help you with that, because that is my background, I studied to be a web designer. I know what converts. It's not the most important thing. It's really not. We need to get you confident in just getting on the phone and booking your highest package with what you have now. And I know that we are photographers and we are visualists and visuals are everything to us, but also so is your numbers. If you spend five figures on a rebrand and you don't even know who your dream client is and you can't even make your investment back with what you just spent, we're in trouble. We're bankrupt. We're having problems. So we're definitely going to teach you how to completely change your mind around your numbers. You'll be confident in just talking to your clients. You'll be confident with your pricing. I mean, you've heard some of the client wins that we've had. It really is true. I'm not judging up their testimonials. These are actual screenshots of real results, and you are definitely next. The doors close tomorrow at 11:59 p.m. ET, and I want to help you book your next wedding in 30 days at your new pricing.